Hello, good beautiful people. This is Tamika, and you are listening to episode 18 of Behind This Woman. This is my second episode in the Expression series, where HE and I just share a little bit about what's on our hearts and in our minds at the moment. For this show, I wanted to just give like a quick shout out to three of my best girlfriends. They're girlfriends, but I have been friends with all of them for many years. And they really are more like family to me. So I call them my sister friends. And one of my personal rules for living is to, as often as I can, express gratitude and show honor to the people that love and support me continuously. So for these three women that I'm getting ready to share with you, some of the things that I admire about them is their strength, their courage, their tenacity, and just their heart. They have all loved and supported me through some of my most difficult times in my life, and even corrected me when I needed it. Here is to the women that I love and the women that have loved me. The first woman I want to talk to you about is HE. We have been friends for 25 plus years, and we have seen each other through some of the most difficult seasons in our lives. And if you want to know more about our background and how we became friends, check out episode 1 of season 1. It's so funny. I always tease her and just be like, girl, like if something happens where we fall out or we have a disagreement, like we don't have no choice but to work it out. Like, you know all my business, you know all my tea, you know all my secrets. Like, it's just too costly to have you as an enemy. So whatever goes down, we're gonna have to work that thing out, because you just can't be on the other side. When I think about one of the times that her words really encouraged me and was a pivotal moment for me is many years ago, I was in an unhealthy and very toxic relationship, right? It wasn't working. And you know how it is when you're in a toxic relationship or an unhealthy relationship. It consumes you. It's all you talk about. It takes up so much time. It takes up so much energy. And, you know, I remember we were on the phone and I was just complaining about, you know, the guy I was in a relationship with, and just had went on and on. And then I was just like, HE, what do you think, girl? What's your take on this? And I will never forget what she said to me. She said, I think you deserve better. And I remember it kind of just made me stop in my tracks. And I was like, you think I deserve better? And her saying that to me really made me question, if she thinks that I deserve better, why don't I think I deserve better? And in an effort to answer that question, I really did some exploring within myself about why I was in this unhealthy relationship and why I had stayed so long dealing with the same bad behavior and poor choices of this individual. I mean, I was in this relationship for years, and her making that statement really made me evaluate some things within myself, which ultimately led to me getting out of that relationship, doing the work within myself so that I did not continue to attract guys like that, and getting into a healthy relationship that was beneficial for me and my daughter. The next woman that I want to extend honor to is my friend Nia. Nia is my good friend that I met in college. We were actually college roommates for a couple of years. And if you want to know more about how we met and a little bit of background about our friendship, go to season 1, episode 3. We actually had her on as a featured guest for an episode that we did on motherhood. But when I think about Nia and our relationship, she's always been the type of friend to ask the hard questions and say the thing that you sometimes don't want to hear. So a couple of years ago, we had a mutual friend that we shared between the two of us, and that mutual friend and I fell out. We had a disagreement and we didn't talk for years, you know, and the friend was still talking to Nia and Nia was still talking to me, but me and this friend that we had shared for many years were not on speaking terms. And I remember Nia and I having a conversation and she asked me, she said, "How long are you gonna let this feud go on?" And I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You know, I didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, I don't feel like, you know, the onus is on me to fix it." I remember her saying to me, "If you would just let your pride and ego go, I believe you could think of a way to fix this." And I was like, whoa. And it just took me back. And I mean, she wasn't, you know, the delivery was sweet as pie, but what she was saying, it was definitely not what I wanted to hear at the time. And I said, "Nia, what do you mean?" I was like, none of this is my fault. And, you know, in my heart, that's how I felt. And she said, "Mika, it just makes me sad to think about all the years that you guys have missed in each other's lives. You missed her wedding. You've missed the birth of her son. I just feel like you guys were too good of friends to let it end and for you guys to go out like this." And her saying that to me really made me evaluate my stance on the entire issue, you know, and the entire reason that we had stopped speaking for so many years. And I mean, she just kind of got me all together, like right there in that moment. Like, I was being prideful. My reaction and my position was, you know, rooted in me trying to feed my ego. And when she said that to me, again, with it coming from her, someone that I valued and loved and trusted, you know, that correction, that love that she provided me in that moment really made me sit and think, like, are you handling this the best way that you could? Shortly after that, we were able to clear the air with that friend. Our relationship has been restored, and now we're, you know, to a place where we, you know, we keep in touch, we support each other, and things are much better between us. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for Nia providing that correction to me when I needed it in that moment. The next woman that I want to express gratitude for is my friend April. April and I met in high school. So several years ago, April and I, like, now I feel like all my stories are like about falling out with somebody. But anyway, several years ago, April and I had a disagreement regarding a very important aspect of one of our lives, right? We disagreed, and that disagreement led to our relationship dissolving, basically. We did not talk for years. It may have been like 5 to 7 years, right? And this is somebody that, like, you know, I was very close with in high school. I know her family. Her family knows my family. Like, we were very, very close. And one of the things that I appreciate most about her is her heart. She really does love hard, and she really does go hard for the people that she loves. Like, if she is in your corner and on your team, she is dead for real in your corner and on your team. Like, you do not have to worry about her wavering. You do not have to worry about her flipping the side. Like, she got you. But when I think about the time that I just really appreciated her for being exactly who she is, it was actually the time that we were attempting to reconcile our relationship. And during that time, we you know, she had reached out to me and we were kind of having surface conversations like, oh, how you doing? How's the kids? How's the, you know, husband? And I wasn't married at this time, you know, just kind of keeping things surface. And after a couple of those conversations, you know, we just really got real and honest with each other about the breakdown that happened in our relationship. And she was so honest and transparent and really just sharing her heart during that time, and her willingness and ability to just be emotionally naked and really allowed us the opportunity to just deal with the real of the situation. And we were actually able to reconcile our relationship properly, right? It wasn't anything that was combed over or just like kind of tucked under the rug. Like there was no ill feelings. Like everything that she said, you know, she was just like, I didn't appreciate when you did this, and it hurt me when you did this, and when this happened, I thought you meant this. And really just having a grown woman adult conversation about the events that had happened in the past so that we could lay that out all out on the table and deal with it in a way that allowed for true healing to happen within our relationship. And I'm thankful for her willingness and ability to do that. A lot of people would have let their pride and ego stand in the way, honestly. And with her being able to do that, like I said, we were actually able to restore our relationship. And I honestly feel like our relationship is stronger now than it was before we fell out for those number of years. So to my sister friends, Achie, April, and Nia, I just wanna say thank you. I love you. I appreciate all the years of support and encouragement that you've provided to my family and I. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And to my audience, thank you so much for rocking with me today. I appreciate that. And I hope that you have heard something today that would inspire you to show love and honor to the people that have showed up for you in your life.
Thanks for tuning in to Expressions on Behind This Woman podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, do us a favor and rate, comment, and subscribe. Hop over and follow us on Instagram at Behind This Woman, or you can visit our website at www.behindthiswoman.com. See you next week.